This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that have hurt you, and you'd stay. I don't know why I did the things I did. I don't know why I said the things I said. Pride's like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you.
Feeling the Cher vibes this evening. Hello, welcome to Access All Areas. My name is Stephen Leng. My co-host, Lizzie Cundy, is not here, and it's actually for a fairly good reason, because she is, well, she's in hospital. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, but I've said it anyway. So hopefully she'll be fine. Get well soon, Cundy. I have a very, very packed show regardless. So we don't miss you, Cundy. It doesn't matter. First up, we have the lovely Peter Donegan, who was on The Voice UK this year. And, well, until last week. Up first in the studio. Can't wait to speak to him. Then we have Stevie Ritchie of X Factor fame, and also Tracy Leanne from X Factor fame. So we are an X Factored out, and actually musical TV show themed show this evening. You can tell I'm by myself, can't you? Because I don't have a clue what to say. Let's play a couple of songs and then we'll get our first guest, Peter, in. He was mentored by Tom Jones. So let's play a little bit of Tom Jones.
But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady.
I've got Honey Lung in the studio, and we're going to do the best guest competition, right?
Yeah, so I remember that.
We're asking you the same questions that I'm asking all the guests on the show today. Question number two, it's a very simple question. When you buy ice cream, what do you tend to go for?
I'll give people a little life tip. So any Tesco, Sainsbury's or anything like that, they regularly just rotate whether they have Haagen-Dazs or Ben & Jerry's on offer for like £2.50, and I kind of live by that. Essentially,
what you live by the offer,
yeah. But what I do,
and you
is...
will die by the offer
every Wednesday. Joey Page from 2 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
the chat is already happening with, I have to say, the photograph we just took outside. I'm going to say the most excitable guest I've had on in a while.
Oh, thank you very much.
Peter Donegan, welcome.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Steve. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. I should tell everybody at home, I'm looking at Steve and he's wearing this gorgeous Britney Spears t-shirt.
I am. I know. It's true.
Flashback to my early teen years.
It's my... Well, yeah, it's actually just a little H&M number, nothing special.
Is it?
I'm not even a particularly massive Britney Spears fan. I mean, of course I would listen to her music.
Yeah.
But...
I have immense respect for anybody who's been in the industry and done as well as she has.
Which she certainly has got some staying power. It's been a long time since.
Yeah, so she's... I mean, you know, credit where it's due. Am I somebody that listens to her on a daily basis? No, but that doesn't mean I don't respect what she does.
And if it comes on, you know, at a wedding disco?
Oh, yeah, I'm up there. Hit me, baby, one more time.
Yeah. So how are you? People will know you most, I guess, and while you're here. You were on The Voice.
I was on The Voice,
but,
yes.
But was.
Was is the...
the operative word.
Yes, it is, yes.
So you... your audition became a bit of a viral hit, didn't it?
I know, I think...
Care to explain a bit about what happened to
I can,
see?
Yes. I'm a country singer-songwriter anyway, so I went on the show. I did Rascal Flatts' Bless the Broken Road, and I got a turn, the only turn I wanted anyway, which was from Sir Tom Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And when Tom turned round, he says, oh, so tell us about you. What's your name? Where are you from? I said, my name is Peter Donegan. I said, I'm from London. And he said, no relation to Lonnie Donegan. I said, well, yeah, that's my dad. And for those who don't know, my dad was Lonnie Donegan. And he changed the British music industry in the 1950s, inspired the Beatles and started the Rolling Stones, Tom Jones, Van Morrison, the list goes on, with the song Rock Out Online. And he wrote Tom Jones's hit, I'll Never Fall in Love Again.
Pretty big hit.
Yep. And then, so Tom was completely flabbergasted by that. And obviously, I got a phone call from Mark, from Tom's son, who's his manager, afterwards. Because all of this, don't forget, is pre-recorded. I mean,
yeah,
my battle with Dina was actually recorded back in early December.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a phone call afterwards just saying, you know, oh, we really wanted to catch up, but obviously we haven't been able to talk to you because you've been on the show. Because otherwise it doesn't look right to start talking to somebody, one contestant more than the other, of course.
Yeah.
And, of course, Tom really wants to sit down and have a chat, you know, about my dad
what
and
happened?
All that kind of stuff. Because
we've
never met other than on the show mm-hmm. in a coaching sense, you know, mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. everything's been very formal.
Yeah.
But we still need to have that sort of coffee and get together.
So you think that's still going to happen?
I think that's still going to happen. But it's like Mark said, he said, because what Tom was going to do was like do one of his big stories, you know, oh yeah, Lonnie Donegan was this guy, you know, blah, 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 and explain it and do one of his stories.
Yeah.
And then when I said, no, it's my dad, he said that like knocked him for six. He was like, really?
But you could tell, you could actually really see that on the do they call them auditions on The Voice? I don't think they do.
I call them auditions.
It is an audition. Yeah, of course it is. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could really see his shock. And then you sang together, didn't you?
We did. Well, he said, you know, he says, do you want to do, you know, I'll Never Fall in Love Again? And I said, yeah, okay.
Were you a bit like, I really hope I remember all the words right now?
Well, yeah, I mean, I didn't mind that because, I mean, it's a song that myself, I mean, I've been doing it for about, since I joined my dad's band, which was in 2000.
Okay, so not...
So I've been doing it for almost 20 years.
Not hard for you to remember then.
No, fine. And then, I mean, Tom's been doing it since 1967, so mm-hmm. I think he knows it. The only issue was, and the thing that they didn't show, because time constraints, you know, mm-hmm. they edited out, two things. One was I turned to Dave, who's the MD, and I said to him, I said, do you know the song? He said, not enough to play it. I said, right, okay. So he said, do you want to play on the piano? I said, yeah, fine, I'll do that. And I turned to Tom and I said, what key do you normally do it in? He went, I don't fucking know. I said, well, look, I said, I do it in D. I said, your original's in E. I don't mind which way you want to go. He says, oh, we'll do it in D. He says, because I'm going to sit down. I said, all right, fine, we'll do it that way then.
But it was a really touching moment, I think, and a rare moment on reality TV that actually felt real and
well,
you know,
it was real.
Unscripted.
I mean, there was a thing that the Mirror put out based on like three Twitter comments. I mean, if that is your, you know, source, then. But anyway, that's the Mirror for you.
What did they say?
They were saying it was a fix.
Oh, right.
You know,
okay.
It was like, oh yeah, he happened to turn around for him.
Right.
And then, oh yeah, they happened to do this duet. And there was people putting up on Twitter saying and this is an immense compliment, by the way. They were saying, no, that it was at least 2 hours of rehearsal. There's no way that they could sing that tight and the band come in at the end, and I'm just going, thank you.
This makes me look very good.
It makes me look awesome. But the band, because the band, don't forget, are one of the finest bands in the world, not just in the UK. They are a massively awesome band. I mean, they created, because look at them, what they do. They create great R&B sounds, great Nashville sounds for me when I'm doing the country stuff. And the, I mean, there's just, the list goes on. And it's the same guys. It's not changing. It's not backing tracks. It's a live band.
Yeah.
So these guys know their stuff. Tom and I individually have been doing that song since before we can remember, you know. It was bound to be okay.
Yeah,
at least it was going to be okay.
And if it wasn't, then they would have edited it to make it look all right. Well, or
they,
not.
No, they did edit it anyway, because we did the full three verses and choruses live in the studio. But then they edited it because, I mean, well, that's going to be a lot of TV.
Yeah, it's a Saturday night TV show. They've got time restraints.
Yes, exactly.
So the battle rounds were last weekend, you were
out. The second round of the battle, because there's another one this Saturday as well.
Yes, yeah. So it was Tom's. Is that right? Or
what
do they do them in two stages within? Is it two judges and then two judges next?
No, they kind of mix and match.
Oh, okay. So you went out.
I did. Yeah.
How did you feel about that?
We closed the episode, myself and Dina. I mean, at the time, while I had an inkling that might be the decision all along. Because in the back of my mind, I'm just thinking, and I'm just putting my producer's head on, you know, and I was thinking, are they going to want to keep me on the show? Because, you know, the connection with my dad and Tom, while it's not my connection, it's my dad's connection. I've never met Tom before. Would they think that, you know, it's going to look like favoritism, so it might be better just to move me on and you've had a great moment, thanks very much. You know, or is there a chance, you know, and I did actually ask somebody backstage, and they were like, no, man, you've got a chance, you know. So I was like, all right, cool, fine. You know, they gave us the song to do, which was, you know, Make You Feel My Love, paired me up with Dina, who is awesome, by the way. I mean, I've got no dirt to dish out on Dina, and I mean this sincerely, because we had that kind of relationship where we just looked at each other and just started to laugh. Which is one of those things. Now, we're singing a romantic song, and at one point in time, the sort of loose choreography that they give us, you know, where to stand, where to go on stage, he said, we want you to look into each other's eyes. And we went, no.
Won't be able to finish.
I mean, listen, we love each other, but it's like bro love. It's not, way. And it just, every time we tried it, it was just like, no, we just can't stop laughing at each other. Because, I mean, when you're singing those lyrics, I mean, she was thinking about, you know, her fella Mike, you know, who's a great bloke as well. And she couldn't think about him and look me in the eye.
Yeah, and it'd be sincere.
And to be fair, I mean, those opening lyrics for me, I was thinking about my son, actually, because, I mean, he's autistic. One of the things that he does is, like, you know, because when the wind blows in his face, right, stuff like that, it makes him kind of like this, and he kind of likes it. You know, and the whole world's in your face kind of got me, because it's like, because I have been to the park with my son, who is autistic, and I've had people take their children away from him and say, there's something wrong with your son.
Really?
You know, which really hurts.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So those opening lyrics meant a lot.
Yeah.
Because that's the first thing that came to me. So it's very hard not to cry on stage when I was singing it
in
the
first
place.
But
I couldn't do that and then look at Dina, bless her. You know?
Makes it slightly conflicted in your mind. I can understand that.
Yeah, of course it does, yeah.
Do you feel disappointed that you were out?
Oh, I was gutted at the time. It feels like being fired.
Really?
Yeah, it's horrible. It's really horrible.
Well, because someone else is getting chosen over you, right? There's no getting around it. It's like...
Well, yeah, because, I mean, it's always that stage. I mean, we were on day 2 of filming, and I knew there was no steals left. You know, so I was like, okay, that's it. There's no chance. That's fine. But then I wasn't relying on a steal for either of us anyway. Neither of us were. We were like, yeah, well, it is what it is. But no, it was heart-wrenching. And at the same time, I've become really close to Dina, and I'm massively happy for her. So it's that kind of, yay, shit, but yay, you know. You've got the conflict of emotions inside there. But I thought to myself, do you know what it is? I've had a whale of a time. So just be happy for Dina. You've had great time. Thank you very much, Tom. Thank you very much, The Voice. And, you know, London loves Peter. Good night. You know, that was basically it.
So what's kind of next then? What are you planning on doing now? You're free of, of the show.
I'm free of the show, yes. I didn't want to be free of the show.
But released.
Well, there is some relief to it because, I mean, it's intense. Mm-hmm. You know, it is intense. It's nice to suddenly go, oh, okay, let's sit and watch this. And I didn't really want to watch that battle. Because
really?
I was like, I know what happens and I'm going to cry again. I don't want to do this. It's like... one thing that I've had in the pipeline for a long time. We did a night for Lonnie last year, which is the night for my dad, and we had some great people turn up. Billy Bragg was one of them, Ralph McTell. We had some great people, and we raised funds for my son's therapy for autism.
Oh, wow, okay. That's
and the great. Brainchild of that was Chaz Hodges from Chaz and Dave.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because he said to me, he said, look, Dave and I get up and do a gig with you. He said, if you want, it'll raise some funds. And the word went round. Eventually, we ended up doing a night for Lonnie, and I organised it.
That's really
so
nice.
So this year is the 65th anniversary of the recording of my dad's first British industry-changing hit, which is Rock Island Line.
Awesome.
And that song not only changed the industry, it inspired, you know, Elton John, it inspired the Beatles. There would be no Beatles without my dad, Rolling Stones, Van Morrison, you know, Joe Cocker. All of these people say, without Lonnie and that song, there's no us, mm-hmm. you know. So what we're going to do is this year at Cadogan Hall in July, we've got together. I mean, so far the artist on the lineup is myself and my older brother because, you know, that's what we're doing. So you've got me, Lonnie Donegan Jr., which is my brother. You've got Van Morrison. We've got Billy Bragg. Nice. We've got Joe Brown. We've got Jim Carter, who's the actor who was on Downton Abbey.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was just like, is he a singer? Yeah. Okay.
No, he's not a singer, but he's going to come and help compare.
Okay, great.
And he's going to help present my dad's plaque.
Ah, okay, nice.
Which is going to be on the old Decca Recording Studios building. So that's going to be a great day. I
mean, yeah,
we've got lots of other people in the pipeline that I can't confirm yet until it's actually, you know, sort of written on paper. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have some good fun.
When is it?
That's July 13th.
Okay.
It's the anniversary to the day of the recording of that song.
Wow. What kind of influence in your wider life has your dad had? Obviously, you're performing his music.
Well, the thing is that actually when I'm live, you know, doing my thing with my band or even just acoustically, large part of my set is really just my own because I'm a country singer, songwriter, and 80% of my set is my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my original things. I've got a Nashville recorded, you know, EP out there on Spotify and everywhere else. And I do that, but I'm immensely proud of my dad. I mean, 6 years in the top 10 is no, you know, small
Certainly
feat.
Not.
It really isn't, you know, and the people he inspired. And what I'll always do is I do a skiffle set. Skiffle, for those who don't know, is basically the early title for Americana genre. Mm-hmm. My dad introduced Americana music to the UK and, you know, introduced the people like Leadbelly and Woody Guthrie and all that to the UK when we didn't have access to that here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do that skiffle set, and then I also put in the set as well things like, you know, Bless the Broken Road, I'll Never Fall in Love Again, you know, and the song I just did with Dina as well, you know, Make You Feel My Love, which mm-hmm. is a Bob Dylan number mm-hmm, originally, mm-hmm. even though Adele had the massive hit with it.
You know. Happens quite often where it's and in country as well, because like Dolly Parton and Whitney, right? Like,
Because
it gets picked up by a pop sound and then it becomes massive in a way that it wasn't before.
I Will Always Love You.
Yeah.
The amount of people I say, what's a Dolly Parton hit? And they go, no.
It's funny, isn't it? Sometimes to get to a wider audience.
And there's loads of stuff on one of Adele's albums, which is actually Garth Brooks' numbers as well.
Really?
Yeah. And then you think about Ronan Keating. What was the big song he did as well? Which is actually Garth Brooks wrote it for his daughter.
The only one I can think of is Roller Coaster, but I don't think it was that one.
No, it was much more meaningful. Anyway, so I get on with things. I mean, it's like this Tuesday, I'm in Dartford.
Oh, nice.
You know, me and an acoustic, was it three-piece? So it's me, my bass player, and my piano player. He plays with me, Wayne Lee, who's actually the son of Albert Lee, the country guitar player.
Okay.
You know, who used to play with Emmylou Harris and my dad and I think Elvis even, people like that. You
wow.
know, so. There's a next generation thing kind of going on.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it's nice to see that it's been a positive experience for you.
Well, what the voice has been able to do for me is let everybody know that, you know, I'm here.
Yeah.
In a bigger way, and to know, you know, to let them see Peter. Because mm-hmm. a lot of times I go to gigs and go, Lonnie, I go, no, guess again. And then I get people go, well, you should do
50%.
More of your... 50%. Yeah. People say, you know, well, you should do more of your dad's stuff. I go, well, if you want to hear my dad, you know, more, then there's records.
Yeah. I guess that's a bit difficult, isn't it?
It is, because it's the what do I do? Because, I mean, I'm so proud of Dad. I'm always going to do some of his stuff. I'm always doing Rock On Online. I'm always doing Never Fall In Love Again. I'm always doing a couple of those things, you mm-hmm. know, just to bring that legacy with me because I want to. But at the same time, I have to be mean. If my dad saw me just constantly doing his routine, he would be so disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's what I say to everybody is that, you know, I don't do a lot of Dad stuff during the night because, you know, Dad always said, you know, you've got to make your way in your own business, write your own stuff.
Mm.
So in honor of Dad, here's a song by me. You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that. That's good. Well, Peter, thanks so much for coming in. Oh, really appreciate it. We're gonna play a little bit of Lonnie to play us out. You said Rock Island Line. When was the yes. event again?
The event is July 13th.
July 13th. And what's it called?
It's called Rock Island Line 65th Anniversary.
There you go. Yes. Easy enough. And here is a bit of Rock Island Line. Peter, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, this is a story about the Rock Island Line. Now, the Rock Island Line is a railroad line, and it runs down into New Orleans. And just outside of New Orleans is a big toll gate. And all the trains that go through the toll gate, why, they got to pay the man some money. Unless, of course, they got certain things on board, then they okay, and they don't ever have to pay the man nothing. And right now, we see a train, she's coming on down the line, and when she get up near to the toll gate, the depot agent shout down to the driver, he want to know what he got on board. So he say, what you got on board there, boy? And the driver, he sing right on back down to the depot agent, telling him what he got on board. Yeah, the way he sing. I got sheep, I got cows, I got horses, I got pigs, I got all livestock, I got all livestock, I got all livestock. And the man say, well, he say, you all right then, boy, you don't have to pay me nothing, just get him on through. So the train go through the toll gate, and as he go through, he got up a little bit of steam and a little bit of speed. And when he's safely on the other side of the toll gate, the driver shout back down the line to the man. Of course, he don't care what he say now, going home and going down the Rock Island Line. So he said, but I fooled you, I fooled you. I got pig iron, I got pig iron, I got on down the Rock Island Line, yes, yes, she's a mighty good road. Oh, well, the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is a road to ride, yeah. The Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. And if you want to ride, you got to ride it like a fine. You get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. Well, I may be right, I may be wrong. I know you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is a road to ride, yeah. In the cover, but he don't see me. Down the Rock Island Line, I see the money good road. The Rock Island Line is a road to ride. Yeah. The Rock Island Line, see the money good road. And if you want to ride, you got to ride it like a fine. You get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. And if I'm safe from sin, the good Lord's coming for to see me again.
Our next guest is in here, and he's excited to be here.
Woo!
It's Stevie Richie.
Yeah, baby. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, good to see you, Steve. And nice to be here, honest with you.
No, really
and
good.
A pleasure to find the place.
Oh, is that a bit of a nightmare?
Yeah, if we ever get invaded by the Iraqis, just come in and never find you. Goodness sake.
Cali Road, it's not that hard.
Oh, mate, I'll tell you what, bus works, yeah. I'll give you bus works. It's up the bloody side works. But anyway, lovely to be here. And honestly, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
No, thanks so much for being here. How are you?
Oh, mate, I'm living the dream still, believe it or not. I'm
really?
Loving life. Yeah, I am.
Tell me, how are you living the dream?
Well,
what's going
you know
on?
What? This is the thing. It's be grateful for every day you wake up. You know, you're living, you're breathing, you've got clothes on your back, you've got food on the table, you've got a roof over the head, yeah? That's what it's all about. And for me, you know, I'm still singing, believe it or not. A lot of people, when I say to them, I'm still singing.
I believe it. I believe
you know,
it.
Oh, thanks. I'm glad you do, Steve. Because they go, what? Are you still doing it? Of course I'm still doing it. So I'm doing like Holiday Parks at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, people say, oh, but that's not right. Is it? No, it is right because it's fun. You get paid for it and you have a laugh, you meet people, and that's what I'm about.
I tell you, you've got to earn money whatever way works. And if you're enjoying yourself while you're doing it, then why
man.
Not? I mean, I guess a lot of people still know who you are. It's not like you disappeared off the face of the earth after X Factor, is it? Well, so, but it was a while ago now, right? It was about five
yeah.
years ago.
Oh, would you believe that? 5 years. And then the year after that, Celeb Big Brother
with
Chloe.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
know, it was quite, it's just absolutely amazing.
How do you look back on that time?
X Factor was just, I felt alive, the time of my life. It really was, you know, mm-hmm. it was great. And I'll tell you what, if they have me back, I would, literally, within a heartbeat, I'll be back.
Well, they're talking about it, right?
Yeah, they're talking about All Stars, but you know what? I don't know. I would love to go back on the show just one more time and just have a good time and be the fun kind of guy I am again, you know?
What, why just one more time? So you wouldn't go back for a whole series, do you know?
Oh,
think?
God, yeah.
You
I
would.
Mean, it depends when they kick me out. They might go, we've had enough of him, get rid of him week one.
Week one, you're out.
Might go, nah, I've had enough of it. But I'd love to go back, mate, so we will see. In the meantime, you know, I've got this celebrity charity football match coming up.
Okay.
On the this Sunday, Southend United Football Club.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm... I can't play
football.
Yeah, I'm doing, yeah. I can't play football to save my blimmin' life.
Right.
Seriously, I'm shit. Right, I am proper, but I have a laugh with it. And we've got loads of celebs there. There's Callum Best, Jake Wood.
Oh, yeah.
You know, oh, my God. Who else? Dean Gaffney. Just loads.
EastEnders cast,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, Towie, Arch and all that.
Okay.
It's Celebrity UK, and it's like a football match, and it's going to be amazing, honestly.
So if you can't play football, what the hell are you doing there?
I'm just there for the crack, pretty much, Stephen, right? I just literally, I'm not showing my crack. I'm not.
Well,
I'm
let's
not,
hope not.
Although I have been known to pull a Mooney or two.
Right.
But I'm playing football. I just normally play in defence. They put me in the back or on sub. I don't know
right.
why. I don't
okay,
get it.
Okay, fair enough.
So, but it's that. It's brilliant. I'm just going to have a good laugh with it, mate. So,
nice.
Other than entertaining, I do a bit of football as well.
Okay.
It's not too
even
bad.
If it's not your forte.
No. I'm just over the crack, literally.
So, what did you make of the news that it was the X Factor was going to come back in a completely different way this year? There's Simon said a celebrity version and an All Star. Stars
yes,
version.
I did hear that.
But there's a lot of people have been burnt by X Factor. Will they want to go back?
This is the thing. A lot of people have, from what I've spoken to, they've said, like, you know, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I mean, Fleur, bless her. I've got to mention her because Fleur East, one of my favourite all-time people in the world. I'm still in touch with her and Ben Haynow and the rest of them and all that. She mentioned me on this morning and I was very gushing about it. And it hit the news. I was like, oh, my God, really? But that is true. I would go back on it. She wouldn't. I know that. Little Mix wouldn't. I would... If Little Mix
went back, I would be quite surprised.
Yeah, oh, my God. Because they... broke, didn't they, away from...
Yes, they had a little bit of a falling out with Psycho, I believe. So I don't think it's going to be their first port of call.
So they would definitely say no up your sort of thing.
I would think so. Who else do you think might do it?
I think Chico. My mate Chico. I love Chico. I worked with him a couple of times. I think Chico will... Jedward maybe as well. The reason being, I think, because is it their nan passed or their mum?
Yeah.
Their mum passed, which is, I'm so sorry to hear that, Jedward, if you're listening. Mm. I think they would go back. They would be brilliant. But really, you know, the best singers, like obviously Sam Bailey. Oh my God, she would storm it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she's already won it.
Yeah.
Do you think they'd get back people who'd won?
I think this is what I've heard, right, Stephen, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. So they're doing an All Stars where they get, like, I don't know, people, favourites or whatever from the series. Then they're doing a Champions of Champions. So they get Champions of Champions where they're going to get people like Sam Bailey, Ben Haynow, who else?
Matt Cardle.
Joe McKeldry, Matt Cardle, James Arthur. He wouldn't do it. he wouldn't, would he?
No, don't
but,
think so.
You know, God, Sean, they're not might
what about What about Steve Brookstein?
I don't think he'd go back.
No, okay. I think the invite might be missing in the pace somewhere.
It's a bad flavour between him and Simon, I guess.
Yeah,
so,
so
that's what I've heard. So an All Stars, then a Champions of Champions, because I don't know if it's true. It's two this year. So
yes, that's the
we'll
thing.
See.
Right?
But if they ask me tomorrow, hell yeah, where do I sign up?
What about Chloe?
Chloe, I think she might, but she's very like concentrating on modelling at the moment. She's smashing the modelling. London Fashion Week gone, and she's doing loads of different sort of shots and dresses and
so maybe singing's not her priority at the minute.
I think she would do it, and I also believe that if she was asked, she would do it.
Okay.
But at the moment, I think she's more modelling. She does gigs. She still sings, mm-hmm, you know, and she's so busy. I don't really see her.
Is that a good or a bad thing?
I don't. Well,
your relationship over the years has
oh my god,
got made some headlines.
My god, has it, Steve? Honestly, mate, I think everyone knows about my sex life than I do. Blimey, I went to the doctor the other day. Actually, I did. This is true stories. I said, "Oh, doctor, I don't know what's wrong with me." Doctor said, "What's wrong with you?" He said, "You need to cut your sex life in half." I said, "What's that, talking about it or thinking about it?" You know, it's that bad, honestly. Yeah.
Well, I read, I think it was last year, that you said you don't live together anymore.
No. She's she has moved to Oxford. Funny enough,
okay.
This is why I'm thinking I'm going like that. But she's going. She's moved to Oxford with her parents and all that, so she's happy. She comes and sees me. That's about it.
You are still together?
Yeah, and we contact each other every day. I said to her, "I'm coming on Food Bar," and she said, "Oh, good luck, darling. Good luck, darling." You know, she takes a piss out of me. I can say that, can I?
You can, yeah.
She takes a piss out of me, so I can take the mick out of her. So, good luck, darling. Have fun. Yes, you know, talks like that. Very plummy with the lips, you know. So, yeah, I do a good impression. But she's cool. She's absolutely cool, man.
Okay.
I just don't see her much. That's all. I know. Do you see
but
your
you
partner?
Are still together. I don't
we
have
are.
One. I don't
you
have
don't
one.
You don't have one, Steve. Good-looking fella like you.
Long-term single me.
Oh, what? You're single Pringle, ready
to
mingle.
I mean, but I'm actually fine with that.
You're happy?
Yeah. I think relationships are more trouble than they're worth. I have to say that because I'm single. I don't really have a choice.
I don't think you. I think you're. I'll tell you what, if the love of your life stepped in tomorrow, you'll be like, yep, come on then. Let's get it on.
Maybe.
I think you would, but you've got a good set up here. This is brilliant. This is like a home brothel kind of thing. It's brilliant. I love it.
It's just a studio, Stevie.
I love it, though, but it's so nice being here.
So how are you still... Are you still doing music? Do you do any of your own music? What's kind of the vibe of what you perform?
No, well, what happened, Steve? I did do a single in Japan, right? Mm-hmm. So I'd done a single in Japan, and that went like... brilliant. It done well in Japan. Mr. Akimoto, the Japanese version of Simon Cowell, right? He came to watch a show when I was in live shows, and he's in his Japanese voice, he said, "I want to work with Stevie Ritchie." I can't do the voice, forget it. To cut a long story short, I'd done a single over there and done a video over here, and it went brilliant over in Japan. But that was it.
Did it earn you any money is the most important thing?
Be honest, not much.
Right, okay.
But it's not about the money, it's about being in the recording studio.
I think
studio.
It is about the money.
Would you know... Oh, I may be lying there. I think for everyone listening and yourself, money helps, doesn't it? Let's
it definitely does.
Without it, we're fucked, aren't we?
Yep.
Let's be honest. So that does help. But I didn't make much of that, I'm afraid.
Okay.
No.
But the holiday comes pay, so it's not like...
Yeah, the holiday parks are roaring, man. They are so cool. And this is the thing. It's regular work. It's brilliant. It's fun. You get to meet all kinds of different people.
Yeah, you know,
and people still remember my ugly mug. It's amazing.
Please.
You know, they do, right? And the panto as well. When I do panto, I've just finished panto with Tasha Hamilton from Atomic Kitten.
Oh, yeah.
And Matt from Clabbero. It's brilliant. I loved it. So, been doing that, mate.
Apparently, panto is the way to go if you want to earn money.
Do you know, a lot of celebs diss it, right?
But
they do.
You don't have to work the rest of the year.
It's so good. And it earns you a good buck.
Yeah.
And gets you on stage. I mean,
which you enjoy.
I love it. And you can dress up and make up in girls' clothes. I mean, come on. That's what I do always.
What role were you playing?
I was playing an evil henchman called, Ramsbottom, the henchman.
I don't see you as an evil henchman.
That's what I didn't think that either. I'm normally the comic. I'm normally
or
the
you
buttons.
Could, like the widow Twanky or something
that. I've never played an ugly sister or a dame, but maybe in about 10 years.
There's plenty of time.
Yeah, mate. But I always play like a cheeky comic, so, you know. I don't know
why I am
this year.
I can see that. You've got that vibe to you. So you've got the football match coming up this weekend. What else are you up to?
So what else am I up to? So I'm in the process of sort of changing agents at the moment or thereabouts. It's all in the making, but I'm really happy and I can't wait to it be announced. So we will see. But yeah, Celebrity Charity Football Matches. This one is this Sunday at 3 p.m. and it's at Southend United Football Club. Get in, get your ticket. It's going to be brilliant. Loads of celebs there. Honestly, and you might see me flash my ass. So come on. It's worth that.
bonus.
Our boner.
We'll get a paparazzi to come down and take a picture.
Please
of you,
do. Yeah, that'd be great, Steve.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank
really
you, mate.
Appreciate it. Nice to see you.
All you. You too, mate. Love you.
Something about you so enticing. Even when I try to fight and knock me out like Michael Tyson, I'll do whatever you want. And I'm never letting you go, baby. I love you so, baby. Love me the most, baby. Ain't going nowhere like Rose, baby. Do whatever you want, baby. And everything you don't, baby. Be whatever you need.
Cause your love makes me feel
presents Callum McSwiggan.
Today, I am joined by The Real Brunch. Hello, guys.
Hi, Callum.
Hey. I'm so excited.
The person you've been seeing for 3 months has their 21st birthday next week.
Aww.
Invites have been sent out for their party, but you did not get one.
Well, that would mean that they'd be 9 years younger than Martin.
I'm dating a 21-year-old.
You're like, I'm staying with
I'm
them.
I'm such a cougar.
It wasn't a 21st birthday, but I had a birthday a couple of years ago and I threw a big party and I invited the guy I'd been on one date to that, you know? So I feel like you...
feel like that's a little needy.
Every Wednesday.
Callum McSwiggan.
From 6 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Am I on? Yes. We are chatting away just before the okay, my levels are a bit funny. I'm fine. Tracy Leanne, hello.
Hello. How's it going?
Good. Sorry for the random introduction there.
That's all right.
X Factor alumni, we are like music reality TV show special tonight. We've had The Voice, two X Factors. 2017. So it's 2 years ago for you now. Nearly two years ago.
Do you know, 2 years ago, that changed my life massively.
Really? Is that how it feels?
Yeah, it is. Do you know, saying, well...
Because it probably didn't end exactly how you wanted it, right? You went out sooner than you'd thought.
I come out in week two, and I knew it. The night I come off that show, I thought, Tracy Leanne, you are not going to stop. And is... Well, it was a couple of months after. I just got straight into the studio. I didn't even realise I could write my own music.
Really?
Because I can't read and write. So how I write my own music is by and playing a beat or guitar. And I've grew so much as an artist. Do you know what I mean? I've released so much music. I've featured in tracks. And I'm really, really proud of myself. And with me, I'll never change. I'm so down to earth. What you see is what you get. I was the same all through the show. And like I've always said, I will not stop until I've got a Grammy in my hand.
That is a tall order. Have any X Factor people won a Grammy before? I don't know.
But Tracy Leanne is.
I'm trying to think. Maybe Leona Lewis? I'm trying to think. Don't know. We'll have to find out. So, what have you been doing since? You were mentored by Nicole Scherzinger, weren't you?
Yeah, I was mentored by Nicole. The most amazing woman who I've ever met in my life. She learnt me so much. She learnt me to love myself as a person. And, do you know, when I went on that show, I'd always sung from being a child, but I was just a singer. I weren't really a proper artist, do you know what I mean? I went on there singing. I didn't really know myself as a person, as an artist. And, like I said, since coming off the show, I've been recording. I'm in the studio all the time. A lot of people thought I was going to go down reality route because I'm a comical person, funny person. I'm a big character. But do you know something? God give me a gift. He give me a voice. And I intended on using that. I wanted to become an artist. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I'm so, so proud of myself. I've come such a long way.
Well, yeah, who would have expected that you'd, like, that anyone, when they get onto a show, people are still talking about them, you know, down the line. That's a good thing, right?
And thank God I've got good support from all over the world. And like, when I get messages from America, I've always wanted to go to America. It seems so weird to me to say, like, oh, we love you, Tracy Leanne. And I think you love me. I'm only Tracy Leanne. Do you know what I mean? It seems so weird.
What do they say to you then? They watch your performances back?
They watch my performances back. They love my new music. And a lot I get off a lot of women saying, you're so inspiring. Do you know, you make me feel good about myself. Mm-hmm. And with a lot of people that don't know my background, do you know what I mean? I was married 17 years. I went through so much heartache and pain. And I'm all about representing women. So all independent women, do you know what I mean? I salute them. And I think, like, National Women's Day is coming up, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think all women should stick together. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, I'm 37 this year. It doesn't matter how old you are. If you want that dream, grab it by the balls and go for it.
Do you have any regrets about your time on X Factor?
Not one regret. I enjoyed every single minute. I think, like, week two, the song choice weren't the right song choice for me.
So you went in week two, didn't you?
I went in week two. Yeah. I chose the song because I didn't really know what kind of song to go for my voice. It was Latino, you know. But, you know, saying I enjoyed it. And, you know, how I look at it, God wanted to remove me off the show at that time because I wouldn't have gone on to achieve what I've achieved now.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They learnt me so much on there. They learnt me to love myself. And I've got the utmost respect for every single person on that show because they showed me so much love.
Yeah. And that's important.
That's important.
What do you make? I was just speaking to Stevie. Yeah. What do you make about the X Factor as it was no longer exists?
Yeah.
And they're going to try a new thing this year with an all-star version and a celebrity version. What do you make of that?
Oh, I think it's fantastic.
Really?
I really, really do. I think it's a really, really good idea.
Would you go back?
I'd love to go back. Come on, Simon, get Tracy Leanne back on that stage. Yeah, do you know, like, I am an artist now. I'm a musician. I'd love to go on there and perform all my own material. Do you know what I mean?
And they're actually more into people performing their own material now, aren't they? Well, actually, with Raxu, who won your year, they did a lot of their own stuff.
They've done
the show,
all their own material,
yeah.
Most of it. And, you know, they're great guys. I love them from the bottom of my heart. We had a great relationship. And they're doing well, and I wish them all the luck for the future. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. What kind of sound have you gone for as you kind of been working on your
I'm
own
I'm a soul
music?
Singer. I'm a soul, blues, jazz singer. I have featured in a house track with a Radio 1 DJ. And I done a grime track, which I'm proud of them too. Do you know what I mean?
Well, it's good to be versatile, try different things.
It's good to be versatile and show like my voice can cover anything.
Yeah.
But I'm a soul blues singer, do you know what I mean? And with all my music, everybody can relate to it. It's all based on my life.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's gone through heartache. And I think when you've suffered heartache in your life, a lot of people, well, there's more to write about, ain't they?
Yeah.
And a lot of people will relate to all my music. But the song that I've just released, In the Rain, do you know, I'm proud of that. That's doing really well so far, thank God. But there's so much to be released yet, and I'm really proud of all them. I'm working on my EP. But like I said, I won't stop until I reach the top. I'm a fighter.
I like the sound of that. What kind of artists are you inspired by? Who do you like at the moment?
I love a lot of the old music, but, do you know, I love Maverick.
Okay.
I really like Maverick. I love Georgia Smith. I love a lot of music. Do you know something? I love all kind of music. Mm-hmm. I love a lot of rap. I love a lot of hip hop. Even though I'm a soul blues singer, I love all kind of music. So, like, if me and my girls, my daughter's driving along in the car, we have a bit of hip hop on. Do you know?
Yeah.
I love everything.
Anything to get you dancing.
Anything to get us going in the car.
So, what have you got planned then for the next couple of months? You released this single in February.
So I've just released In the Rain. So
which I actually just got caught in. Outside, to be fair, that rain is pretty horrendous just a minute ago.
So I'm working on my EP, so I'm going to be in the studio quite a lot. Got some good things coming up for the summer, but at the minute I really have to focus on my EP. I want everything, like there's about four tracks finished so far for that, and I'm just carry on writing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to be amazing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't like to rush things.
Yeah, because you want it to be the best quality you
can,
right?
I want it to be the best quality, do you know what I mean? And like a few of my songs, they are like, when I've written them, and I've cried for 2 days over two of the songs, and because it brought back so many memories. And I thought, come on, Tracy Leanne, pull yourself together. Do you know what I mean? You're an independent woman. You're over that. But when you're writing about what you've experienced in your life, it still touches your heart. And I know so many, not even women will relate to it. Men will relate to it too.
Yeah. Well, heartache's universal, isn't it? Everyone.
Yes, a lot of men go through a lot of heartache too. And look, it ain't just about single mums out there. There's dads also bringing up their kids on their own. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I am a big talker. Once I start talking, I don't stop.
I like that, to be fair.
I love a chat.
What about when you're like a live performer? Because we didn't get to see too much of that on X Factor, did we?
Well, when I'm a live performer, I love having a chat. So I spend a lot of time talking to my audience.
You're like Adele or something. Get up on the stage, have a nice chat with people in the crowd.
I love having a chat. And I think it's important to chat to people. Mm-hmm. Like I said, with me, I'm so down to earth. I will never, ever change. And I think that's why the public warm to me so much.
Yeah.
Like when I see people out on the street, they say, oh, hello, Tracy Leanne. And I say, hello, how are you? And it's like they say, we're talking to you like we've knew you for years. You're so down to earth.
Do you like that though?
I love it. I love having a chat to people. I really, really do.
Well, it's nice. One of the benefits of doing a show like X Factor, I guess, is that people get to know you and like
yes.
you.
Yes, and a lot of people got to know about my life. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And just seeing I was a normal person.
So you're working on your EP at the minute, you said?
Working on the EP.
Do you know how long it's going to be until it's out?
Probably the end of the year.
Okay.
Because
Probably.
I'm not letting no secrets out. Like I said, I want to concentrate on that. Do you know what I mean? I want it to be the best of the best.
Mm-hmm.
And I will just keep on banging out bangers.
Gotta love a banger.
You gotta love a banger.
Well, Tracy Leanne, we have your single here to play us out this evening. So we will do that. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening this
Thank
week.
Thank you for having me on the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, we really appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
Next week, Lizzie will be back, I hope. I will certainly be here. Let's hope. I will, I promise. Because someone's got to do the show,
I love
don't
your
they?
T-shirt. Lynn. Gotta love a bit of Britney.
You gotta love a bit of Britney Spears. This has caused a lot of controversy tonight. Maybe I'll wear some pop star t-shirts more often. I like to dress smart for Lizzie. Maybe I won't. Yeah, so here is your song, In the Rain. Until next week, goodbye. Go on, you want to say
Just
something?
Just before I go, everybody, you can also follow me on social media, Tracy Leanne Official on Instagram and Tracy Leanne 34 on Twitter. I nearly forgot. Oh, follow.
Well done. Goodbye, until next week.
God bless.
Slapped me in the rain, kicked me to the curb. My heart is broke again. Why do I deserve? For you keep acting like I ain't your concern. Concern. Why do I love you so bad, so bad? Why do I think about what we had? I'm here all hours of the night when you don't even have the decency to even talk to me. Why, oh, why do we still let them when we cry and cry and cry? We should forget them. Tears at night I cry, flowing like rainfall down the drain there goes a part of me. It's coming back to me. All the tears that I used to cry, it's coming back to me. All the pain and the sleepless nights. You call me crazy, but I don't know why. I still call you baby when I cry. Tears on my pillow and I don't even know why I'm giving you everything. I keep giving more. Tears on my pillow and I don't even know why I'm giving you everything. He's left me in the rain, in the rain, in the rain. Our heart is broken. Looking at my eyes, it always happens to us, I swear. It always happens to us. Thinking of the years, thinking of the lies. It always happens to us, I swear. It always happens to us. He's left me in the rain, in the rain.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.